But so we have Lee joining us here tonight on the postgame show powered by Ortho Carolina. And Hyung-Young Lee tonight had 21 points on 7 of 13 shooting, 3 of 8 from three-point land, and 4 of 4 from the line, 6 rebounds. And Lee, looking at this performance tonight, you go through the first two games and tight losses to both Texas and Providence. How good did it feel to finish this game tonight and get the W against UNLV?
First of all, I feel really great. Like, everyone in the team feel really great right now. We just fought, and then I know we got some tough losses for two games, but we just fight back, and then we're thinking about always next game. So we're celebrating right now, and then thinking about the next game.
And you look at the both the emotional and physical nature of waiting all day long to play this late game. What was that wait like for you, getting ready to get back on the court tonight?
I was trying to be physical than last year, but I don't know, I got some bad turnovers in the last minute. I just have to be more mentally tough and physically tough, and then protect the ball well, and I have to do that.
Lee, what you guys were able to be in a lot of different game situations in 3 days, three really tight games. What do you feel like you guys are going to be able to take from this whole experience?
We're just getting better every day. Like, we got some tough losses, but we are also learning from that tough situation. And then now we know how to play with that situation. We're getting better every day. And we'll be prepared for the next situation. If the game, if we have like close games like that, we'll ready to win the game, to take the game.
How much more comfortable do you feel here in your second year in the program, and not just in the program, but you know, you went to high school in Australia. You're from South Korea, so to be here at Davidson, are you more comfortable this year in year two?
Yeah, obviously, because this year I'm a starter right now, and I got more responsibility, and my teammates are always on my back. And then it's my second year. Like, I'm already like comfortable with this environment, culture, everything right here. I love this team.
And Lee, talk about now you guys get a break in terms of games until next Friday, but I know you're in the midst of exams. Talk about what that experience is like for you guys trying to get all the schoolwork tidied up as you go into somewhat of a break.
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of scared about schoolwork right now. And it's due December 10th, but I mean, I just have to like manage my time really good and then make sure to do both stuff in the right time. But my first focus in basketball and then academically, so yeah, I'm just trying to manage time, which is more better than, like, which is basketball, more better, trying to think about it.
And back to the game for a moment tonight, one of your key players out there, Luka Brajkovic, hitting a couple of threes. How exciting is that for you? I see the bench go crazy when he did it. He hit two, like I mentioned, a big clutch one with the shot clock winding down. What does that do for you? Is that like an injection of adrenaline when you can get a three from Luka?
I'm not even surprised. Like, he can knock that down. Like, he's open. Like, he showed him the practice, and he's a great shooter. And he's like 50% from the 3-point line this year, and then last year he was like 40 something. Like, got to be respected. He's also a good post player, but he's also a great shooter too.
Well, Lee, thank you for your time tonight. Be safe coming back. Best of luck on the schoolwork, and great performance here overall through the first four games of the season.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.